All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects, and I am happy to report all are present and accounted for with a few extras, as we've had some guests in the studio that we'll get to here in the first half hour. But fellas, what is going on?
What happened?
What to do? What's going on?
All good in the neighborhood. Everything checks and balances, and everybody's happy because they're fed. And
yeah, I filled up on food, and I'm ready for a nap now. I don't want to do this show.
Nick, there's your cue. Get right in here right now.
Look, if he wants to leave, I'm happy to fill that big-ass chair of his. You know that, so.
Well, his big-ass chair might be filled with a tight end because tight ends supplied
they're
food
in the building
for us today. They are here. Therefore, the food was there, and then all you had to do was get this whisper of a rumor to the sales side of things, and just like that, poof, all
no,
the food gone.
No. We're not. We're going back to the fat joke.
Uh-oh.
Because I picked and choosed individual items to snack on. Nick's fat ass grabbed a whole bucket of Italian food, the whole plate. Like, you didn't even scoop out a spoonful. You just took a whole styrofoam bucket full of Italian
that's
food.
That's a fact, Nick. That's but an absolute fact.
There's a
drenched
massive,
in cheese sauce.
Don't, yeah.
There's plenty left. All right?
Where?
I got a portion size. You, sir?
I saw you shoving it in the pockets of your backpack. Come on, man.
Plenty left where? In the drawer out there? In the desk?
Don't even try it.
You did. You took a whole order. Barry and I split an order of chicken quesadillas.
Yeah. I'm about to tweet out a picture right now.
And do it.
Before I had any of it.
It ain't going to matter.
And say, this is what I got. And then Barry and I will tweet a picture of a drumstick and two quesadillas and go, and this is what we got.
This is all we had. This is like, you know, we're over here eating like birds.
Yeah, Nick's tight end is going to be a little bit more nutritiously filled today. So we appreciate the peeps at tight end.
Yeah,
we'll get
sure.
them on the show here in a little bit. But everything good in the neighborhood, fellas, any sports? Astros, tough loss last night in more ways than one.
Boy, big time. You know, I had the workshop and the open mic at the Houston Improv last night, so I didn't get to watch the game live.
Okay.
But I got home about 11:30, and the replay had just started.
Nice.
So I was like, oh, this is perfect. I'll sit down. I'll watch the Astros game. I didn't know who won. I didn't know the score. I'm into it till about the third inning when Greinke gives up the three-run bomb
Thames.
To Thames. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, I don't want to watch the rest of this. What's the final score? I saw it was 4-2, and I called it. And then I'm glad I had double-checked because I was like, well, what's going on? Let me just look at the news. And I was like, Springer carted off the field, so I had to go back and watch that. But that was it. That was after the three-run home run and then Springer – I guess that's the wrong kind of Springer dinger, where he, it's a Springer stinger. I don't know.
Oh, I like what you did there. Nice.
Yeah, that was it. I was like, okay, this sucks. That's not a good night for the Astros.
I did similar. So I was watching until the home run and went, volunteered to go to the grocery store, which I never do, because I was like, well, this is not good. This is over. So I was at the grocery store, and it's never a good sign when I walk back in the back door and Lisa's got the remote in her hand and go, babe, you probably should see this. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And she goes, she has it on a freeze frame of like everybody huddled around Springer in the crevice of the wall. And I went, oh, God, it's going to be one of those.
Yeah.
So, and then I had to hear Todd Kallas explain over and over again how he hit his head on the warning track. And I'm like, do you not have a replay monitor in the
booth? Do you know that there's a difference between the warning track and the wall?
Yeah.
Big difference.
So, and then, yeah, we had to identify everybody in the half circle around the wall at least 16 times. I'm like, yep, turn it off. I've seen enough.
Yeah.
We're done. So.
So have you heard an update? I heard he's day-to-day.
Yes.
He's going to be monitored. What's the latest?
Well, aside from the Chronicle saying that he was draped in towels outside of his locker after the game but will be traveling back to Houston with the team, I had heard, yes, yeah, same thing, day-to-day. They were checking him for all kind of concussion symptoms, but I don't think it's going to be anything serious. Everybody's stressed. He's just going to be sore.
Yeah, he's going to be – when I saw it, and because it was an awkward fall,
yep.
And then his head hit the wall, which is padded, but what I thought was more serious was like, oh, he's going to have back issues because mm-hmm. of the way he landed on his tailbone and the way it jarred his back. I thought I could see some back, maybe some neck issues. The concussion, obviously, you worry about. But the lingering effect, I mean, the concussion, maybe a week or so.
Your spine in like a question mark position, yeah. And then you're jolted against that wall.
That worried me a little bit more. But I think, we'll know here in the next day or two if he's going to miss time or if he's just going to be, like I said, day to day. I doubt they put him on the IL. And the reason is it's September call-ups. You don't need to make open up a roster spot. There is plenty of roster spots that have been filled because of September call-ups. So you allow him to just sit on the bench
and
get right.
You're playing the Mariners. Not to take anything away, but the Mariners have already mailed
it
in.
They suck.
So, yeah, you can basically say he can take a day or two off.
Yeah.
And you'll be okay because, honestly, he's been playing great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, obviously we know he can play defensively, but the way he has been hitting the baseball in that leadoff position lately, and he got a knock last night that I saw. So you'll see how long it's going to take him to get back, but hopefully not long because the Yankees beat the Rangers in a blowout last night while the Astros lost. And, you know, I'm watching the standings.
Yeah.
And,
well, just when you thought the Rangers did you a favor the night before by winning 7-0, there goes that.
Yeah, with Minor pitching a great game. And then I flip over and catch the Dodger game, and they're losing 2-0. I'm like, beautiful. Yep. And then Russell Martin hits a 3-run bomb, and I go, not so beautiful. Yeah, they've got to make sure that because even though you are playing the Mariners and you're coming back home, you got to take care of business because, as we said, forget the division. You're trying to get that best record in the game, and that means the Dodgers and Yankees are on your radar every single day.
Well, it's a close race. I mean, Yankees right now have a .650 winning percentage. Dodgers have a .645, and the Astros have a .643. So it's very close. I mean, you're talking about basically one loss separating everybody, so...
And it's going to fluctuate day to day. And again, like we said, now that the Brewers are in the rearview mirror, all you got left is four with the Oakland A's when you're playing a team with a winning record. The rest of the schedule should be very much in the Astros' favor, and that makes them sit favorably when you look at what the Yankees have left and the Dodgers have left. They just got to take care of biz, like we said. So those are all important things. Nicholas, anything we missed? You catch the game last night? Do anything fun, exciting?
Nothing fun or exciting. Did a little drinking, but that's not a shocker to you guys. But
it's never happened.
I didn't watch the game, though.
No. Okay.
Just had a few drinks.
All right. Well, you know what? Then it was a typical Tuesday for you. Wednesdays for us is a way back Wednesday. And if you missed it yesterday, the theme that we picked was each of us picking 8 songs from an artist from the city of the winner of each of the divisions in the NFL. Is that better? Pre-2009. All right.
Division winners.
Let me just say this, okay?
A song from an artist from each division winner's city. How was that? Is that easier?
I typed it out and said, way back Wednesday, songs from the artists from cities of the 8 division winners in the NFL pre-2009.
Okay. That's still a lot of words. But
okay,
I'm not here to
okay,
judge.
Okay, Jordan, how about you write the script and I'll see if we can fit it in.
I'm not here to judge. But Nick has the Lions on his list.
Yep, because it was easy.
I do not. I changed that. I do not.
I just need to. I had my list. I was ready to send it, and then I didn't realize that we had chose the same song and artist from Kansas City. Mm-hmm. So now I've got to either find another Puddle of Mud song.
Which is not easy.
Or a song from Tech N9ne prior to 2009 that I like. I may just pick some random ass. Oh, bro. Look at that. What does that say right there? Number 9 on the list on Ranker of artists.
The Chipmunks.
The Chipmunks are from Kansas City. I think there's a Chipmunk song in our future.
Christmas time is here.
It'd be better than Burt Bacharach, who is also from Kansas City.
I couldn't name a song from
him. I couldn't either. I just know that old people love him.
Yeah, he's like a piano player, songwriter.
My
guy.
Grandma would throw her bra at Burt Bacharach.
Yeah.
If she was alive. That would be weird if she did it now.
Burt wouldn't throw it back either.
No.
No, he's got a collection.
Does he?
I don't know. It seems like it. Seems like he's kind of like that guy. He's got the hair. He's all dolled up to play the piano and croon, kind of like Tom Jones. Doesn't matter how old Tom Jones is. They're going to throw them panties at Tom Jones.
Tom Jones could make a MILF quilt out of all the panties that have been thrown at him over the years. Like, really?
Yep.
And it would be a very large quilt.
No doubt about it. Nick's starting to make an Afghan right now of the ones thrown at him.
Oh, really?
And these appearances that he's been doing.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I mean, that's you could have worse things happen to you.
I would agree. I've never had that happen. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I did have somebody throw their panties at me. True story.
How old was she?
Okay. First of all,
I'm going more in the AARP range. I'm not going in the prepubescent.
It was at one of my shows. It was early on. It was maybe my second year.
Okay.
Doing comedy. Maybe my first, I don't know, first or second year doing comedy. It was at a bar called Natsuo, which is Houston spelled backwards.
Is it?
Yeah. It was
why they named it that?
Natsuo or whatever. It's downtown. And my buddy Richard Burmaster comes to the show, and he's sitting in the front row, and I'm telling my jokes. And in the middle of a joke, he throws a pair of panties at me. I was so pissed. I was like, bro, you can't do that. He goes, it was funny. I hate him for it because it was kind of funny. But I was like, never, ever, ever do that again at a comedy show, ever. He's like, yeah. It was
Did
just
the crowd
fun.
React?
Yeah, they laughed. Yeah. I hated it. I hated him. I hated it. I don't know. It made me sick, but what are you going to do?
Hey, Barry, you know what?
Hey, what,
We
Joel?
Got lots to talk about today, including the fact that the NFL season kicks off tomorrow night.
And you know what, Joel? If you wanted to bet on that game tomorrow night or any other game in the NFL, it's here, it's time, and it's your best place to go to bet is MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.ag, and that is so important. That last part about getting paid, I can't stress enough to you that you want to get your money back and your winnings out when you bet on these games, and MyBookie.ag does just that. They have odds on every game. They have more prop bets than any sports book out there. Nobody, and I mean nobody, pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. They want to make sure it's you, so they're not giving your money to somebody else. But then once they validate it's you, you're getting your money back, and that's what I love about MyBookie.ag. And did you know that you can bet on games after kickoff? A lot of folks don't know that. And you could parlay your picks to score huge profits. Or, you know, if you don't want to bet a lot, you could do a small wager. Totally up to you. MyBookie, you can do it all. First of all, don't play with some no-name sports book. That's not good. But they have all kinds of prop bets for you. They've got some of the best prop bets in the business. I really think you're going to like this. You need to check it out. You need to sign up, first of all. If you're going to bet, I mean, bet smart. Who you bet on, it matters as much as who you bet with. And bet with the best, and that's MyBookie.ag. And if you sign up today, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That is up to $1,000 in free money. You know how I love free money, but that's up to $1,000 in free money for you to wager on your favorite teams. All you got to do is use promo code RADIO. That's right. Go log in right now. Use promo code RADIO. Get that exclusive double your money offer. It's mybookie.ag. Promo code RADIO. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie. I know this
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects on a way back Wednesday. Hour number one, I believe, belongs to me.
Scooting in. He's going to fix the camera. Just give it a second.
I'm short. I can't help this.
I don't think short has anything to do with you sliding in here, but here we can move the microphone, too.
I honestly just wanted to get closer to you.
Well, there's that's just the way things... That's a natural thing.
Be careful. He's a kept man.
And you're not?
Just kidding. All respect to your wife.
So if you guys are wondering, who are these high-pitched voices in with us in segment number two?
Besides Joel's.
Nick. Jasmine is here. Ashley is here. And they are both from Tight Ends. So, ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Your initial appearance, your inaugural appearance. But yet you said, Jasmine, that you've heard that we gave you shout-outs and people are talking about the show. That's a good thing.
Yeah, no, I thought it was amazing, and it was just a coincidence that I was here. So,
Also,
do you remember? I don't remember the context. I'll be honest with you. I don't even remember what we talked about yesterday. Did they say, like, we were creeping on your Instagram? Did they say, which is highly possible.
Well, no,
it's very possible that we did that. Why are you?
I actually had two people inbox me, you know, people I don't really talk to. And they said they heard your segment and that y'all had given me a shout out. And then I started getting a little bit of followers. So I was like, what is this about? So I guess someone was talking about.
We're a big deal. So it happens.
To follow.
Yeah, it's not.
Yes. That's what it was.
Suspect. It's suspects. Plural. When it happens for a good thing, like you get followers.
Jasmine, what is your Instagram again?
It's Jasmine Nicole.
Jasmine Nicole. Yes. Is it Jasmine with a 3 and Nicole with a 3? Yes. All right. Yeah. Now I remember.
Yeah. I look a little different. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So, and you, we, it's not just Jasmine that's here. By the way, if you're smart, you'll go to your computer right now and go to the Twitch stream and see these lovely ladies live. Mm-hmm. As
I'm not
opposed
wearing
a bra. She's not wearing a bra.
No, I know.
So you guys got something in common.
Right.
What a coincidence.
And it's cold right now.
Yeah.
So
Barry's
I don't
about
know
to cut
about
glass
you.
In the next commercial break.
I don't know about you, but
I'll stay over here.
Okay, see, she got close.
Yeah,
you're like way far away, and that's all right. That's okay. I don't blame you. But Ashley joins us as well. Ashley, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, what do you do? What do you guys do for tight ends? What do you do?
I'm actually a server.
Okay.
I've been there since we've opened, and I love the place.
How long has that been since you opened?
Oh, man. I would say a good 3.5 years already.
Okay. Dope. All right. And Ashley?
I've been there for about a month and a half.
A month and a half? They already let you do radio stuff?
Newbie.
You haven't even been
newbie.
There.
Well, you know.
The newbie and the old timer. We've got a good mix.
Good.
Now, yeah. Okay, so we're trying to pump up y'all's Instagram as well. So, Ashley, do you have an Instagram account?
I do.
What is it?
Ashley with 3 H's, 027.
Ashley with 3 H's.
Yes.
Is there a meaning behind that?
Yeah,
or just
what's
to be
the
different,
3 H's?
Or?
Well, there's a lot of Ashleys.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So you got to just throw some extra letters and numbers in there.
Is that you?
No, 027.
Oh, 027.
Way to go, Barry.
All right. I was going
to
say, why do you have it private like that? That's not. No
That's
one.
No.
No
fun.
Yeah, 027. Okay, there we go. So if you want to follow Ashley on Instagram, Ashley with 3 H's, 027. And we've already given out Jasmine's
yes.
now twice.
Yeah.
Jasmine
underscore
Nicole.
But yes.
You got to put the threes for the E's.
That's you, Ashley.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you can also go to the Twitch. Just go to Twitch and search for ESPN 97.5. I think we can get to 150 on the Twitch, which I think would be a new record for us.
I wouldn't be shocked.
We're at 138 right now. I'll be honest. When we started, we were at 30, ladies.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's how little people care to see us. But immediately people are flocking to see. Well, it didn't hurt that Jasmine goes, I don't have a bra on. And that kind of kickstarted the whole thing. Now, as I understand it, I said I would bring this up.
Oh, yeah, you did.
But in segment one, we were just, you know, warming up the crowd. We don't take this the wrong way. We call the first segment foreplay. We get the show warmed up.
And then you
guys are in the producer studio. And Nicholas, what were you talking about?
Well, Amy was asking Jasmine about potentially getting naked in the studio. I didn't bring this up.
Okay.
Amy, her boss, brought this up.
Amy, I like where your head's at, Amy. That's the best idea about them getting naked in studio. Is this a thing? I mean, I'm for this idea.
You want to see the Twitch numbers now?
Now, if we do this, do I have to take my shirt off too?
Of course.
You know he wants to. It's
really?
The second or third time he's hinted that he wants to do it.
Believe me, Ashley, you do not want
listen,
to take off his shirt.
If you trust me, ladies, y'all brought food. If you don't, if you want to throw up, you don't want to see this. You don't want to see the goods here. It's not pretty.
It's a wreck.
Yeah, it's a wreck. So, oh well. So, what brought this up? Why is she suggesting you guys get naked?
We just basically want to show what we got going on. We have, other than that, we have beautiful women. We have women who are going to school. We have mothers. We have girls with careers. Like, this is just you want women, you need to come to this place. There's a selection of different kind of women there.
So, as I understand it, I think a lot of people have the misconception of what tight ends is and isn't. Why don't you tell them what tight ends is?
Well, basically, we are a restaurant along with your other restaurants that you've grown up in the past with, except we dress up in lingerie. And what we mean by lingerie is to look like Victoria's Secret models. You know, we want the girl next door, but you get to see her in her underwear as well. I mean, you know, a lot of these girls are nurses. You know, they got stuff going on behind the scenes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They got brains.
Now, everybody's working their way through nursing school. Is that what's going on here?
Not everyone,
most.
Okay, now, what are you working your way through for as far as school goes?
Well, I would like to do, like, medical billing and coding.
Okay.
I want to venture in there. Something in the medical field, so probably nursing.
Now, see, that's just so stereotypical. Why can't you?
Well, you already said the stereotype. She just walked right into it.
Yeah, but I've never met anybody that's like, yeah, I'm in construction and on the side or something like that.
Jasmine, you want to be a singer?
Yes, I'm actually in a band. I perform this Friday at Scout Bar. My band's called Saturdays. It's a reggae band, so if y'all are about chill vibes, that's my little talent I do on the side.
I heard her singing in the hall, too. It was, yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Can you belt out a line? Please give us a line.
Do it.
Okay, on the spot.
Now, since you wanted to get naked,
Christina Aguilera?
No, no, I'm going to do this song by Hyrie.
Well, I was going to say you have your choice. You can either get naked like you wanted to or sing. Choice.
Let me show you my talent.
Okay, you're going to... Damn it. I was really hoping...
Isn't that a matter of opinion?
What if you did both?
Right? Isn't that a matter of opinion?
Have you ever sang... Never mind. All right.
Here we go.
Break my bank and leave me broke. No money's gonna make me rich. You find me mad, I'm not concerned. Be gone, mister, with all of you. It's tension I can't feel. Open on set steel without a break. If the truth be told, I don't care much for your gold.
Wow.
A man in uniform, the Lutiju from the master.
Very nice.
I don't know. I think I just had a stroke because it sounded like she started doing that in a different language. I don't know what happened with him. That was very good.
So you have other talents, like you said, of all the other girls. Tell everybody where you're located.
Located in Lake City. Yes, we're located in Lake City. So, you know, if you ever find your way going to Galveston, make an excuse to come by. Kima, like, make an excuse to come by.
Under new management.
Under new management.
Who encourages them to get naked.
Yes.
So, listen, I don't know.
Y'all don't know Amy.
Tastefully.
I don't know what the old management was about, but this new management, top notch. If they're, encouraging you to take your clothes off, that's good quality management right there.
Real quick before they go, Chicken Alfredo, that's only sold on Wednesdays, right?
Yes. Chicken Alfredo sold on Wednesday, and on Fridays we have fish tacos. You can get grilled, fried, or blackened.
Oh, look at that.
All right, now,
all part of the deal.
Ladies, we have a new record on the show. We are at 308 on the stream.
Come on, y'all. We need to get up more.
Let's go. I think we can get to 350. Jasmine, get naked. We'll
like
get to 350.
Guys get up.
Right now. Go. Next time. We have to clear it with our boss first. It's sponsored, and it might be awkward. So, yeah, we would... It might not go over well. Listen, I don't mind getting fired, but I'm not going out like that. I want it to be because I took my top off.
Nick doesn't mind if he gets fired either because Nick's trying to get to that chair.
Yeah.
So.
I'm trying to get Barry fired.
Exactly right.
That's exactly
right. So I think Nick made the whole thing up about getting naked just so Barry would try and take it to another level.
I didn't bring any underwear today either way. So.
Well, there you go. Oh, boy. Segment two in just mere minutes.
You know, that's weird because neither did I. So look at that. We're just all...
You know what Barry's really doing? He's aspiring to be the first... male server at a tight end.
Ashley's the prude. She wore underwear. What a prude, Ashley.
No, she's the newbie, which we all love.
Well, I'm a choir girl.
Who doesn't love a newbie? Oh.
So you're a choir girl. You're not wearing underwear. You're all about taking your shirt off. You're hired, Barry. Just fill out the paperwork on the way out. You're the new tight end.
Hey, you do have equal opportunity employment, right? If I apply to be a server, Amy, you're going to let me in?
Barry has several different variations of banana hammocks he can wear.
I'm willing to put these breasts up against anybody's. I mean, not that sounded wrong. That was.
Have you seen Barry in a banana hammock? Because he can show you pictures that will entice you to hire him.
Yes, I will. I've actually only DM'd those to Joel. So, ladies, thank you for joining us.
Jasmine, Ashley, we appreciate it. If you want to see Jasmine, Ashley, and all the girls at tight ends, you need to get down there at the League City. Stop on by. We're going to be doing some broadcasts from there.
Do not forget about our Lingerie Fridays. Lingerie Fridays all day, every day.
Yes.
Friday.
And
every
one more time.
Just Friday.
Your Instagram.
All day Friday.
Ashley.
With the tacos.
Ashley with 3H's 027.
Jasmine.
What's your Instagram?
_ Nicole and change the E's to threes. Just look up Jasmine Harvey.
There you go.
There you have it. Ladies, we appreciate you. We appreciate tight ends. Back with a whole lot more. It's The Usual Suspects. Thank ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey,
welcome back to the show. Second half hour. It is the usual suspects. Barry, Nick, Joel, and unfortunately for the Twitchers, our guests are gone.
Just our stupid ugly faces now.
They will be back.
I'll still show my boobs.
I think.
No, you won't.
No, I won't.
Can we go negative numbers on Twitch?
I will say this. Boy, did it plummet quick. They were like, all right, they're hot, and we're out.
Yep.
No, thank you.
Well, Jasmine couldn't have been. I mean, she definitely, like you said, she definitely kickstarted it for sure. We can probably credit Jasmine for.
It was funny because I couldn't remember why, because she mentioned to us a couple of different times. You guys talked about my Instagram and I started getting these followers and I couldn't remember why. I was like, because you know me, my memory's awful. I don't remember what we talked about.
I didn't remember the shot
2 days ago.
Yeah.
Well, apparently someone had texted us and said, hey, you should check out her Instagram. So we mentioned it and checked it out and commented and then she shows up. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool because, yeah, we were talking about it and we were trying to think about when we made the reference. And I was like, oh, I remember that because people were texting in.
Yep.
And then it also turns out she got a hell of a singing voice.
Yeah, she's a really good singer.
Said she sings reggae and stuff, so that's very cool.
Yep.
Yeah, so thanks to Nick and company, Jordan, we got a deal with Twin Peaks. And we also have a deal now with Tight Ends. So if you guys have anything else in the anatomy that you want to offer up, we're probably going to have you be a part of the show.
Joel's working on a deal with... Chippendales?
The hammer? The Texas hammer?
The hammers?
Just to make it equal opportunity, yeah. I'll bring the Texas hammer?
Joel, yeah. Joel is working on like an A&W hot dog deal.
No. Thought you were going bratwurst than Wisconsin theme,
yeah,
but no.
Yeah, no?
No, right. not going to happen.
That's fine.
So, great to have the girls from Tight Ends in here. And definitely. Again, we're going to be doing some broadcasts from down there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a tough job, fellas. Somebody's got to do it. I hope it's one of those days where Nick has to be here in studio too, just so we can rub it in.
Because I was going
to say, going to be like that anyway. Yeah.
Unlike the Twitch feed, when we're on a remote, we don't have that.
Yeah.
So then it's going to be of the utmost importance that somebody brings some way of recording visuals,
right? Or you just take yourself down to Tight Ends when we're there.
Good point.
Get you a shirt.
Yes.
Don't wear sweatpants.
Don't give the shirt to any of the girls.
Why.
Don't give the shirt to any
don't
of the girls.
Don't give the shirt, but yeah, don't wear sweatpants. If the rest of Tight Ends is any indication, or if this was any indication, if these two lovely young ladies were any indication of what the rest of the servers look like at Tight Ends, I highly recommend not wearing sweatpants when you go.
I think that's, the other key, too, is when the boss is the one that was encouraging the nudity.
The nudity. That's good management.
Never a bad thing for you to be a customer.
No, that is quality management. So
because the customers are always right, and that's the right environment, so...
Somebody on the Twitch said, bring the chicks back. No one wants to see both of you goofballs. Listen, dumbass, we got a radio show to do, yeah. All right? What do you want? Joel, like I said, Joel will take his shirt off if you want.
Well, you've been aching to do it for two segments now.
A couple years now. I really want to do a topless show. I think that would be, the ladies would love it.
The ESPN body issue radio edition. That's what we're going to do?
The ESPN Houston radio edition?
Patrick Creighton without his shirt for the Charlie Belillo show.
Oh, my God.
Look at these nips.
I'm trying to think. There's really no one that this would go well for. Raheel, that's it.
Pretty much. And Raheel wanted in. He was at the door when the girls were
in
the
hallway.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Right away.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, have you seen me? Because I have. I look at myself daily in the mirror.
Good times.
So that was good times. Yes, definitely. So Astros off today as we were getting back into some more baseball talk. And probably a good thing, as you mentioned, is George Springer is going to need a little rest and recovery time before they open up a homestand, starting with the Seattle Mariners. So we'll see how all of that goes. Some of my favorite pitchers getting ready to pitch, although Miley pitches Friday night.
Yeah.
And then your boy Fromber.
Yeah. Mm. I know. Got to power through it. Hey, big news out of Cowboys camp.
Yes.
Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott come to terms on a 6-year, $90 million contract, $50 million of it guaranteed, surpassing Gurley's $45 million, which is what he wanted. He's under team control now for 8 years. He had 2 years left on his current deal. He gets the 6-year extension. He got paid, and I think it was somebody tagged us on a tweet and said that Max Kellerman was out there saying he wasn't even a top three running back in the NFL. That's completely asinine. That's just Max Kellerman having to have an opposing viewpoint on a TV show that says outlandish things. I almost cursed. Outlandish things for ratings.
It's actually Max, Max Klickerman, because all Max wants is clicks and everybody checking in to say, did he really say that? And he's just thirsty for all the attention that it gets, whether he believes in the take or not. And, you know, you can, everybody can argue Saquon Barkley or, you know, Alvin Kamara, guys like that. But look, the last 3 straight years leading the league in rushing, and it's hard to argue. The only other two guys to do it are Jim Brown and O.J. Simpson, I believe. So in his first 3 years in the league, it's hard to argue that. You can't argue the money, especially when you look at Gurley. Sure, you can say right place, right time, and he got the money. But if you look at based on performance, it should be Ezekiel Elliott. The thing that is everybody's going to start questioning, and I think that other owners are really going to start looking at Jerry Jones a little side-eyed when they get into the same room for league meetings is, you had 2 years left on the deal. You're setting a dangerous precedent, because now who's going to be the next up that's going to threaten the holdout, and how are they going to handle it, because of the fact that you had all the bargaining chips and the control, so it seemed, but yet with the Cowboys doing it and doing it this way, even the Chargers. The Chargers look super cheap now with Melvin Gordon, and that's a bad look.
Yeah, but at some point, I mean, there's really not much you can do. These players have figured out how to game the system, so to speak, and take some of this control back and have some leverage. Clowney, Elliott, I mean, these guys are willing. They've got enough money saved up and banked where they can actually flex a little muscle. And listen, I think that this was somewhat of a game of chicken, because I don't know that Elliott was going to risk a lot of game checks and fines to not come in and play. But I think he was willing to prove a point and maybe sit out a game or two games. And the Cowboys didn't want that either. And I think it was best for all parties involved to get this figured out.
Is it fair for me to ask the question, if the Cowboys weren't Super Bowl-type contenders, would this played out differently? If Jerry Jones was a 500 team and wasn't thinking about how important every game is, especially the first two games of the schedule against divisional opponents, would it have played out differently? Because I honestly think it would have.
I think that's a fair question to ask. I mean, yeah, if they're a bottom third team, I think there's no urgency on the Cowboys necessarily, especially if they know there's no chance of them making a playoffs, winning the division, or making a deep run in the playoffs. It's very possible that this doesn't become their priority. But the fact that they are in the position they're in, it is a priority for them.
So, for example, take Saquon Barkley, because everybody said he's going to be next man up. He's going to be the next guy that's going to be putting up the kind of numbers that Zeke does. He already started on that path. But if you're Dave Gettleman and the Giants, and you know that your rebuilding program is a five-year commitment, and it's going to take a whole lot of time before you start thinking about division titles, even wild card positioning, and Saquon says, I'm holding out, he's basically going to go, okay, so? Because we don't care if we win or lose right now. We're trying to get the highest draft picks possible, too. So if you want to play this game of chicken, that's one that I'm going to let you play it out however you want to play.
It's kind of like what when in Miami, somebody was asking about, well, there's no way they trade their cornerstone left tackle. That's super important to a rebuild. Well, you know what else is more important? Draft picks.
Yep.
I mean, positioning, getting your franchise in a position to actually rebuild. And that's why you saw Miami pull the trigger on that trade to begin with, is you got 2 ones and a 2. That's how you rebuild a franchise. So you're right. Depending on where your franchise is will determine some of these moves that you make and some of these signings.
If you're one player away, so in the instance of the Cowboys, you're a make-or-break player away from either being Super Bowl contenders or being a more middle-of-the-road team hanging on for dear life.
Yeah.
So that makes a huge difference. If you're the Dolphins, you're so many players away, and you have a new coach who wants to get his kind of player in there, mm-hmm. you take the opportunity, as you said, to get multiple players and also realize that you don't have a franchise quarterback right now. You're putting Ryan Fitzpatrick out there.
Jeez.
So you're not as concerned about your left tackle as a team like the Texans are with a guy like Deshaun Watson.
Which I find interesting, because Brian Flores said, we're absolutely not tanking after they made the deal to move Tunsil and Stills.
You know who else said that?
Yeah.
Greg Popovich and the Spurs, when they weren't trying to tank for Tim Duncan.
Everybody that tanks says they're not tanking. So that's just how tanking works. You don't come out and go, well, we're tanking, guys. So no, you don't do that. So of course I expect him to come out and say he's not tanking. Fact of the matter is, the Dolphins are in a rebuild, and part of that is trying to stockpile draft picks. And that's what you do.
And I think that's why they brought in a guy like Flores. He comes in with the Patriots way, but they probably had some promises on the table. Look, you're not going to be rated and graded by your performance in wins and losses early on. We need you to get that culture. We need you to get control of that locker room. We need you to put the right players in the right positions, and then we'll start building. So
yeah.
There you have that. So, okay, we're going to continue to roll on. We've got lots more to get to in hour number one of the show. We can talk about another big deal that was yesterday and the ramifications, because I think it gets back to a conversation that you and I had yesterday about said quarterback from team that Zeke Elliott's going to play for. and his worth.
Okay.
So we can break that down a little bit, and we can get into other things. If you want to join the show on the HR&P listener line, it's open, 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text us on the same number, or you can hit us up on Twitter, where it's at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Still first hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Before the break, we were talking about the Zeke deal.
No, we're not going that. No, you, no. No, I know you're the one, Chair. Nope. I have a say in this, too, what happens on this show.
Barry,
what the hell did you say coming back?
Barry, I'm the Jared Goff here. I'm quarterbacking. So just let me get to what we were getting to.
Sometimes people like two-thirds of a particular show, meaning two out of the three people one particular show, and Ken Hoffman likes Joel and I.
Yeah.
Ken Hoffman doesn't
not
like me?
Not a big fan of Barry Laminack.
Is that true? I feel like if he didn't like anybody, it was going to be Nick.
I thought he was...
Yeah, he's changed his ways a lot.
See? I feel like, you're mean. Like, you're gruff. Well, actually, that's Ken likes that, because that's how he is. So I feel like maybe he would like you.
Pick on you kind of guy, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He likes messes with Charlie.
Does he?
He loves him some Charlie.
Charlie's that's the only guy that he'll let mess with him, really.
They both love food and they both love tennis.
Yeah. Right. You were telling me about that.
Yeah. So that's the natural connection they've had for a long time. So they're joined at the...
proverbial hip.
And tennis balls.
Well, you got to get down low to be joined at the hip with Charlie. Now, you're...
and you talk about me!
All right, it was just a short joke. Charlie knows I love all 4 foot
Dude,
of him.
Babies R Us has a lot of all, different things that can help you.
I love all 4 foot of Charlie. Now, our list today are for Way Back Wednesday. The theme is we had to pick songs from cities that we think would win the division in each division in football. That's the easy way to say it. Not Joel's way,
it's
but
the
easy
way.
So I want to analyze your list. I don't just want to breeze past it.
Who asked you to analyze my list?
Well, no, because I want to get, like, we haven't, this will be the last segment. So let's talk about who you have as division winners.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, where's
your... I have
your...
the Patriots. That's easy.
Yeah.
I have the Saints. That's easy.
Okay.
I have the Jaguars.
Okay.
I have...
No, you had Indy. You don't even have the Jaguars. You have Indy.
I have Indy. I forgot who I took.
Nope. Oh, my God. All right, let me... I have it up. Let's go through this. You have the Patriots because you chose New Edition and Candy Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. Like, everybody except Nick probably has the Patriots. Since he was going to go Detroit, he was probably also going to go the Dolphins.
Nick's still trying to find New England on Google.
All right, now, you have Cleveland.
Yeah.
You're that sold on this
Browns. They're not going to the Super Bowl, but I think they're going to win the division. So I think they're the most complete of all the teams in that division.
Okay, because you went with Daz Band, Let It Whip.
Mm-hmm.
And not Bone Thugs.
Nope.
Okay. So you have Cleveland winning that division. You have Indy winning the division, not Jacksonville.
Correct.
So you went with Babyface, It's No Crime, which, by the way, great of song. All the Babyface
songs...
You
don't play slow songs on a Way Back Wednesday.
All right. You went Kansas City Chiefs, win the division, Puddle of Mud, Blurry.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I like that. You went Philly, Boys to Men, Motown Philly. I get that. That makes sense. New Orleans, you got the Saints winning the division. Mystical, you have the Rams winning the division. And you went with Motley Crue. That'll be played next, or that was it. And then, lastly, you have Green Bay winning the division.
Yep. Look, I said yesterday I'd pick someone else just because it would be an easier choice for Way Back Wednesday. My loyalties run deeper than a Way Back Wednesday. I could not do that.
Now, did you pick with your head or your heart or your ass? Because
I really am not sold like everybody else on the rest of the division, although I know that the division as a whole is way better than the AFC South. And that's why, if someone was dumb enough to bet me on that,
Stop
I'd take
bringing
it.
That up.
But I definitely think that both. How about that? I bet with both.
Okay. So you don't think that the Bears are going
I'm
to be better
I'm not sold
than
on Mitch Trubisky. I don't know
the,
why.
We're talking about the Bears team that went 12-4 last year. Yeah. That Bears team. Mm-hmm.
Did they get to the Super Bowl?
No, but they
Did
won
they
the
get
division.
To the conference championship
it wasn't
game?
Even close.
Did they get to the conference championship? Aaron Rodgers was hurt. And they had no defense. And they've improved their defense greatly. Okay, I'm sure your list is going to be different, and therefore you can pick the Bears.
But I'm saying, like, you discounted the Vikings as well. You don't think the Vikings
are a
player?
Do you know who their quarterback is?
Yeah,
Kirk Cousins.
Okay, and
I'm not impressed.
Kirk Cousins is the darling of the NFL.
Kirk Cousins is a very wealthy man. That doesn't mean he can play.
I just wanted to give you crap for picking the Packers.
Right.
Now, the second part of that for giving you crap is the fact that you didn't choose I feel like Joel's disqualified.
Nope, because I found band members within the band that are from the Green Bay area. Because I'm going to tell you something. I thought I was only kidding when I said to you guys, I'm not picking the Packers to win the division because finding a band from Green Bay would be tough. Then I actually started to explore the opportunities and the choices. Five. On any list, any Google, any Siri, five. And all of them sucked. And no one would have known any of them. And the songs, like the one that was supposed to be springy pop music, all songs about being dead. I'm like, no, not doing this.
When we were discussing, you know, the list before the show, I can't help but think there's probably only like you said, five bands, and they're all polka. Like,
nope, not even that. One of them was like one of them was punk metal.
A bunch of fat girls singing and.
Punk metal, I see, because you can bitch about the cold weather, and you can bitch about the women in Wisconsin, and you can bitch about the lack of fashion. All those things can make you just scream and yell.
What on earth is punk metal?
I don't know, but it was one of the five options.
Is it punk rock and heavy metal? Because I feel like
punk rock. Well, that's what I'd go with.
Punk rock is just a subgenre of heavy metal, I feel like.
It's a subgenre of having no one worth a damn from your city.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I kind of did the combo platter because, look, there are some decent bands and artists from Milwaukee. The Packers have always played three of their eight home games in Milwaukee until recently, so, and for a lot of reasons. So I went with the Violent Femmes.
So, yeah, because, I mean, so you cheated.
The Violent Femmes, the Bodines, Al Jarreau, there's some bigger names from Milwaukee,
yeah.
But still not a whole lot to choose from.
No, and I tried to Google bands from Green Bay.
Good luck. It's all bands that can play at your venue Friday or Saturday night.
Tenement, which they did work with the Screaming Females, Erroneous, Harvey Brown, and Matra.
Exactly what why I did what I did.
I would have loved to have heard a song from Erroneous.
I'm pretty sure Nick can make that happen, but I'm pretty sure the listeners will never be the same. The other thing is when I Googled it, you know, in all the other cities that we had, you had probably 10 to 20 to choose from,
well, yeah,
and they were all mainstream big-name artists, right?
That's what I use is I would Google bands from Kansas City, right. And then it would take me to a link on Ranker, and then it's got like Janelle Monáe, Tech N9ne, Puddle of Mud, and it's like, oh, okay. I just look for a band I like and pick a song. That's easy.
You do it for Green Bay. In most cases, the first or second segment is, I mean, sentence in the write-up is, they are available this Friday and Saturday night if you need them in the Green Bay area. So basically, they haven't even hit it big, they haven't hit it small, and they're just hoping to hit it in Green Bay one of these days real soon.
That's outstanding.
Yeah. So there was the
I just wanted to get that cleared up. Now we can go back to your point about the quarterbacks.
So we can start getting into this, and we can always carry it over. But Jared Goff also signed a monster deal yesterday, made him the highest paid football player in NFL history, $135 million. And I kept thinking, oh, Lord, if Jerry thought that he was the man for getting Zeke done, boy, does he have his work cut out for him now. Because now Dak Prescott is thinking, boy, I got to be the next guy. I'm the next man up, and my contract's coming up. And if he got that, then I should get this. And based on our conversation again yesterday, I don't think Goff's worth it. I think of the two guys, I might take Dak over Goff simply because I don't think it's Goff as much as it's Sean McVay. And we know that with Sean McVay. Until the microphone, the headset goes off in the helmet, was making all the calls, all the reads, all the everything, that I don't think that Dak's worth it, and I don't think that Goff's worth it.
I'm going to disagree. I would pay a guy like Goff. I mean, you went out, you made the pick. That's your franchise quarterback. You take care of him. He's not a franchise quarterback like Sam Bradford was, or he's not a franchise quarterback like Alex Smith was. I think Jared Goff, I think he was top five in passing last year. That offense, I mean, he is the cornerstone of a prolific NFL offense. So I think you have to take care of guys like that. Only offense that was better last year was the Chiefs.
Like I said, when you see how he was exposed in the playoffs in terms of defenses waiting to show blitz or audibleize, they waited till after the mics were turned off in the head for the coach with the headset. And then you saw a different Jared Goff.
But you can address that, though. You can work on
you
that.
You can. But
physically,
I think
the tools is the stuff that's harder to fix.
But I think that, again, for everything that McVay is doing for him, it means he's doing less in terms of on his own being able to dissect the defense and get the right read and then call the right play and or audibleize himself, whereas I think Dak has taken on more of that kind of control factor in an offense. But like I said, both guys to me are in the $27 million range, not the $34 range, and that difference of $7 or $8 million can be very big on a roster when you're trying to compete for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, here's the difference, though. To me, when you look at Dak and what we talked about yesterday when it comes to Dak Prescott and paying him big-time money is the fact that the Cowboys are a run-oriented offense. They run first. They're a top-10 rushing team. But that's so they don't throw the ball as much, and that's why they were in the bottom third in passing, and Dak was 15th or 16th in yards and touchdowns. But the same can't be said for the Rams. They were a top-five rushing team and a top – I mean, the second –
you had Todd Gurley.
Yeah, so the fact is – the fact of the matter is – you've got a team that can run the ball that was top three in rushing yards as a team, but still you had Jared Goff with the second most passing yards in the NFL last year on top of those rushing yards. So he's getting his, and whereas Dak wasn't. So, I mean, he's still able to create, and I think he still has that skill set. Does he have some flaws in his game? Yeah, is that probably worth making him the highest paid player in the NFL? Maybe not, but I still think you got to take care of that guy, and that's just how the NFL contracts work now.
That's my fine line. There's a difference between taking care of him and making him the highest paid football player on the planet.
But that's where we are now in the NFL.
So then you're saying the Cowboys need to pay Dak 34 or 35?
No, I'm saying the Cowboys have a sit down with Dak and say, listen, we value you. You are our franchise quarterback, but you are not elite like those guys.
And you know what he's going to say? Every other guy on this roster that you had a chance to take care of, you took care of them in such a way that you made them either the highest paid or one of the top two or three highest paid, which means in Dak's case, you're talking about between 35 and 32.
No way.
And I don't think it's worth all that. And I think at some point, as much as Jerry Jones is going to be, you know, very high on everybody's Christmas list that plays for the Cowboys, the bigger problem is going to be, when is enough enough? When do you have to kind of pad the brakes because you're dishing out money left and right?
Well, for the Cowboys, I feel like it's a different situation. But for you either sign him or you don't. You save that $8 million. And you have him walk because he'll get it somewhere else, and then you ruin everything that you've built so far. So for a lot of these teams, it's they want to prevent themselves from losing that seamless transition of going from one quarterback to the next when they've ever shown some success with one quarterback.
I think it's a good point. I mean, basically what you're saying is Goff is going to be a lot harder to replace in that offense than Prescott is in the Cowboys.
That's a fair point. When was he up, though? That was my other question. You didn't have to take care of him. When was Goff's contract up?
I can look that up at the break.
Yeah, so we can look that up. We'll get to that if you want to continue some conversation on the NFL and the two big signings. If you missed it, we just covered it. Zeke Elliott and Jared Goff under contract with big-time deals.
One thing you do have to do is join Sea Tight End Sports Bar and Grill in League City. And we just had Jasmine and Ashley in studio with Joel and Barry and myself to bring some of the chicken Alfredo that you can only get on Wednesdays. And I just finished it right now. It's really, really, really good. But Tight End Sports Bar and Grill, 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City. A sports bar where you have to go because it's just the scenery there is just second to none. You just saw Jasmine and Ashley on the Twitch feed, and believe me, easy on the eyes. Chicken Alfredo on Wednesdays, lingerie night on Fridays, Thirsty Thursday tomorrow. So I think this is the last opportunity for any of you guys who want to set up a fantasy draft. Tight End Sports Bar and Grill, this is a perfect place to do that at 2502 Gulf Freeway. You know, you 8-10 of your friends, get a table, grab some cold beers, enjoy some food. We also had some of the wings as well in studio. So there's a bunch of good food to choose from. Great menu, everything made from scratch, beautiful women, cold beer, only at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. 2502 Gulf Freeway, 2502 Gulf Freeway, right there on 45 next to Best Buy. So Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. Enjoy cold beer. Enjoy your fantasy draft. Enjoy good food. Enjoy good sports. Only at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill.